Starting today, up to 250 South Africans are allowed to gather indoors and a maximum of 500 outside. The curfew has been shortened by an hour to 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Alcohol sales for off-site consumption are now permitted 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, while drinkers can be in the bars till 10 p.m. However, in his national address yesterday, President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed concerns on the low numbers of South Africans getting vaccinated. He said the government is considering introducing vaccination passports to reduce access to public places by those who aren't inoculated.
If many people are not vaccinated and remain vulnerable to infection, the chance of new and more dangerous variants emerging is far greater. This is why vaccines are currently the most potent weapon we have to fight this pandemic.
The relaxation of the restrictions has been broadly welcomed by South Africans. Many have lost their jobs due to limited business activity and are hoping they'll be able to return to work. Mto Xulu from the South African Chamber of Commerce spoke to reporters.
Tourism, hospitality, eventing, those are the ones that were hardest hit and those are the ones that are going to benefit the most. Even industry also benefits from lowering of levels because confidence rises. So commerce and industry are intertwined and activity improves once the levels go down because confidence is restored and people can plan longer and more freer and help make more commitments to the economy.
Churches are happy too, although Bishop Mbumlwana, Secretary General of the South African Council of Churches, told a local television station that they were looking to gather in groups even higher than 500.
The religious leaders had actually requested for not the number, but a percentage, something like 50% of the space, so that if you've got a 6,000 seater, you can have 2,000 people, 2,500 people, or even 1,000 people. There will be plenty of space for distancing and all that is required for COVID protocols.
But health expert Angelique Kutsie cautions against large gatherings.
Our infection rate is still too high. It's 11%. We can only start to breathe much lighter once if it is 5% or less. Seeing that we are going to move into elections, that might be a problem going forward during the elections, but only time will tell us.
The coronavirus has infected over 2.8 million South Africans with more than 84,000 COVID-19-related deaths. 14.6 million citizens have been vaccinated so far, although some of those are still waiting for their second jab. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.